Nolte, days after major election, CBS finally verifies Hunter Biden's laptop. By John Nolte on November 21, 2022. Wow, what a coincidence. More than 2 years later and just days after a major national election, far-left CBS News has verified that Hunter Biden's laptop, aka the laptop from hell, is indeed Hunter Biden's laptop. This feels like a troll from a former news outlet that is now so corrupt it trolls its political enemies on the right with open and unbridled glee. Hey, we know there have been two national elections since the laptop hit the news. But we're only going to verify it now that Republicans will be in charge of the House of Representatives. If they hadn't won the House, we'd still be lying about being unable to verify it. How's that for a finger in your racist, sexist, homophobic eyes, maggotards? Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge making a public fool of herself with all her, yeah, gee, wow. This is just breaking now. I mean, holy cow, just after the midterms. How about that nervous laugh, slaps like 2 years of hard work here at CBS News and it all just happened to come together today. No, fair realsies. Stop laughing. When she was working at the New York Post, Breitbart's very own Emma Jo Morris verified and reported on the laptop contents all the way back in 2020. At the time, the corporate media's response, including from CBS News, was to either ignore the bombshell news about the laptop or lie about it being Russian disinformation. Hell, even the far-left New York Times wasn't as shameless as CBS. They verified the laptop months ago. Here's a partial transcript from the, LOL, CBS report. CBS News has obtained the laptop data, not through a third party or political operative, but directly from the source, who told us they provided it to the FBI under subpoena. Then we commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity. The source would be this guy, John Paul MacIsaac, who would have provided the data to CBS whenever they asked for it. The decision to wait 2 years, or however long these CBS frauds waited, was their own decision. Back to CBS News. The laptop data we analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with, reports Herridge 2 years after IT Matters. You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real? Asks Herridge of a computer expert she could have hired 2 years ago. Yes, the computer expert answers, an answer he could have given CBS and Herridge 2 years ago. Herridge then interviews the lawyer for MacIsaac because, as she says, she wanted to cut through the political noise. Well, she could have cut through that noise 2 years ago. She chose not to because she's a political operative. There's some reporting of folders being added. Herridge says to the computer experts she could have talked to 2 years ago. We don't see that, said the computer experts 2 years after IT Matters. CBS and the rest of the fake media sure weren't going to report the truth about the laptop in the weeks leading up to the 2020 election. They sure weren't going to report the truth after the election and immediately tie a new Democrat president's hands up in a major scandal. They sure weren't going to report the truth about the laptop before the midterm elections. Only now are they reporting the truth and doing so for two reasons. One, the GOP is about to prove the laptop is real. And two, we're 2 full years away from the 2024 presidential election, which will allow CBS to call the laptop old news by then. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.